Joining me on the phone this morning, I've got District Manager, Superintendent for District 9 for RDOT, Bobby Keaton. Bobby, you and your crews have had a pretty long night.
Yeah, we have. The night crew started at 6 o'clock. Some of them start at 7, but the Baxter County crews, night shift started at 6, snowing pretty heavily, and tried to keep the snow from piling up until it quit about 2 o'clock this morning. Then we've been able to plow it down to a thin layer and apply some rock salt to it, which is starting to work now this morning. It's starting to melt in several locations.
I can attest to that. I noticed on Highway 62 in Mountain Home traveling through town a lot of slush, and I'm guessing that's attributed to that ice melt working.
It is. We use a product called Snow Slicer. It comes to us pre-treated or with a proprietary additive that reduces the freezing temperature down to negative 20. So it comes in handy in situations like this where we have a pretty good snow with very cold temperatures.
And speaking of the cold temperatures, that's kind of what makes this event a little different than the last one we had about a month ago. Do you guys see any problems over the coming days with some of those wind chills possibly getting down to minus 15?
It's hard on our equipment. It's hard on the people. You have a chance to freeze back, but like I said, that snow slicer, it works and lowers the freezing temperature down to negative 20. So hopefully today when the sun comes up, a little daylight, we should make some good progress on getting what's on the roads, get it off.